Hey, this is Higo with your hard and heavy headlines. Arguably, the biggest news of the week has been Wolfgang Van Halen launching his debut single. His new solo band project is called Mammoth WVH, and the song, called Distance, was released along with a clip featuring home videos of him and his late legendary father, Eddie Van Halen. Wolfgang had this to say about the song. Quote, as my pop continued to struggle with various health issues, I was imagining what my life would be like without him and how terribly I'd miss him. While the song is incredibly personal, I think anyone can relate to the idea of having a profound loss in their life. Unquote. Take a listen to Mammoth WVH, Distance.
No matter what the distance is, you'll be okay.
As you would expect, the song has gone nuts on release, becoming the number one song on iTunes. Not on rock, not on some other sub-genre chart, the number one song on iTunes worldwide. Huge. Mammoth WVH, The Distance. If you're going to watch that video, grab the tissues. Aussie guys Hands Like Houses have just announced an Australian tour for 2021. The Reflect Tour is scheduled for January, and I'm going to have to speak to someone about this because the Australian tour is only taking place in Queensland, New South Wales and the ACT. Of course, we know this is due to COVID restrictions, but hopefully this will be extended as borders begin to open more freely here in Australia. They've released their new self-titled EP as well. It's excellent. 5 tracks on that one. Look out for a full interview with the band coming soon to Triple M Hard and Heavy. Megadeth fans, start getting excited. The new album isn't that far away, according to bassist Dave Ellefson. And to use his words, it's scorching.
You know, we sat back and listened, and man, me and Dave and Dirk, we were just like going, holy heck, man, that is just, that's just scorching. I mean, so friggin', you could see the fire burning off the frickin' Pro Tools, you know what I mean? It was just so good.
Dave also went on to say they've pushed everything back by about 12 months in regards to touring, but is confident of new music in the first half of 2021, and I, for one, cannot wait for new Megadeth. That's it for now. Keep up to date and get your hard and heavy news on demand via the free Triple M app.